91X News.
It's 2 degrees and foggy at 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Taylor Rankema. Belleville police were called to a business in the North End to handle a female shoplifter yesterday around 4 p.m. As a result, 29-year-old Shannon Sargent of Belleville was arrested and charged with theft under $5,000, as well as breach of probation. She was released and has a court date set for June. The trial of a man accused in the murder of 8-year-old Victoria Stafford is heading for closing statements. Michael Rafferty's lawyer tried to undermine the Crown's key witness yesterday, but he stopped short of putting his client on the witness stand. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in the Woodstock girl's 2009 death. Rafferty's lawyer is expected to present his final arguments on Friday. The Crown is to close on Monday, and the judge is to charge the jury on Tuesday. The case against Rafferty is a circumstantial one. The key witness is his ex-girlfriend, Terry Lynn McClintock. She gives two different stories of what happened. After 30 years on death row, the future of Ronald Smith, the only Canadian facing execution in the U.S., will likely be determined in the next few days. Smith will appear at a two-day clemency hearing in Deer Lodge, Montana. This begins today. His lawyer, Greg Jackson, admits he's a little worried.
Well, you know, I've been with Ron for 30 years, and you can't help but worry. I mean, it's obviously a life and death situation, so it's one of those things that weighs heavily on me.
The Montana Board of Pardons and Parole will make a recommendation, but Montana's governor has the final say. Conrad Black will be allowed to live in his Toronto home again. The Canadian press has confirmed that the ex-media baron and convicted fraudster will be allowed to return to Canada when he is freed from a Florida prison on Friday. Black has been granted a one-year temporary resident permit by the federal government. Opposition leader Tom Mulcair says for the Harper government to okay the return of a man who renounced his Canadian citizenship and has since become a convicted felon smacks of double standards and special treatment. 7 people were killed after Taliban insurgents attacked a compound in Kabul that houses foreigners this morning. It happened just hours after U.S. President Barack Obama left Afghanistan's capital. NATO spokesman Brigadier General Karsten Jacobsen says most of the wounded were Afghan children on their way to school.
Fortunately, ISAF did not suffer any fatalities, but we have civilian casualties in this incident, and particularly sad we have seen civilian children being wounded.
The Taliban claims the attack was a response to Obama's visit. And it must have been a wild ride. Japanese media say a Harley-Davidson motorcycle that was lost in last year's tsunami has washed up on a British Columbia island, about 6,400 kilometers away from where it belongs. The rusted bike was found in a large white container where its owner had kept it. Peter Mark, who found the container washed ashore, said he could not believe that something like that could make it all the way across the Pacific. Looking at sports, in the NHL, New Jersey hardly missed Ilya Kovalchuk last night. David Clarkson and Adam Larsson scored their first goals for the NHL playoffs as the Devils dropped Philadelphia 4-1. Kovalchuk missed the game with a lower body injury. He led the Devils in points during the season. The second round series is tied at a game apiece. Alexander Radulov and Andrei Kostitsyn will sit out tonight as Nashville faces the Phoenix Coyotes. The Predators suspended the two forwards for violation of team rules, but would not elaborate on what rules were actually broken. The Montreal Canadiens have found their new general manager, according to a report from the Chicago Tribune. The newspaper says the Blackhawks' assistant GM Marc Bergevin will be named to the post. Montreal native Bergevin would take over for the fired Pierre Gauthier after a disastrous past season for the Canadiens. Patrick Sharp scored the winner in the second period as Canada defeated Switzerland 4-2 in its final exhibition game before the World Hockey Championship. John Tavares and Andrew Ladd gave Canada a 2-0 lead before the Swiss tied it up. Sharp assisted on Jeff Skinner's empty netted goal as well. Canadian Brett Laurie hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning as Toronto beat Texas 8-7. Kelly Johnson and Jose Bautista also connected for the Jays. They rallied from being 5 down to beat the team with the best record in baseball. Looking at the forecast, warming up a bit this week today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness this afternoon. This fog will be disappearing later in the morning. A high of 19 degrees for tonight, cloudy, with a risk of a thunderstorm after midnight and a low of 14. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a risk of a thunderstorm again late in the evening and a high of 21 degrees. To finish off the work week, we have Friday showers with a high of 22 degrees. At 7:05, it's 2 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 7:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.